Good Saturday morning, everybody.
Hello. Good morning.
You're not used to hearing from us right now, but we had a little ditty that we thought was good and we wanted to share with you for the show, which if you haven't seen it, it is available on YouTube.
Right.
Check out Sims and Lefko, episode 5 with the man, the myth, the legend, Pat McAfee, who we knew was funny.
Yes.
But I feel like he even exceeded your expectations.
Without a doubt. I mean, I've seen video clips of him in that and everything, but he is extremely witty and in a positive, funny, nice way all the time. That's where I really got it. I enjoyed him a lot.
I know that Sims likes somebody when middle of the interview, he goes, I like you.
that's what happened
with Pat McAfee. So anytime we have a guest for the show that the entire time we're mic'd up, we think it's a great conversation. And this one was like, what, 10, 15 minutes, something like that?
Yeah.
We figured we'd share with you guys. So here is our conversation with two-time Pro Bowl punter Pat McAfee, which touched on a lot of stuff.
We even got one of those things?
Oh, we did. Next level.
Wow. Bleacher Report is the truth.
We got that is one of those things that's so minor, but it feels like a really big deal.
Unbelievable.
All right, so we're going to be going from the George Kittle, Trent Taylor, best football friends to this.
Damn, okay.
So we did a thing this offseason where we went to...
So we'll be 1-1 after
this. Yeah, we competed against like two guys. Like we're best football friends, so we competed against like George Kittle and Trent Taylor. And it was like a bunch of... Like he forgot my birthday. Like he didn't know what it was.
That's tough.
It's pretty fucked up.
It's like the newlyweds game.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly.
So we did that and a bunch of competitions.
He's
and they
my
beat
work
us.
Wife.
He thought
I'm
my birthday was New Year's Eve because that wouldn't have come up before.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
It's better than Christmas, by the way. Christmas birthday's tough.
Oh, that's tough.
Oof, sharing it with, you know.
Jesus kind of took it.
Yeah.
Real selfish.
How dare he do that.
We're good? Okay, I'm going to try an intro. We'll see what happens.
All right, so you guys got 45 cameras and 55 people. With you. Is this the one we're on here?
I think, well, one, talk to
this
me.
This is unbelievable.
Don't even worry about
I am mind. I cannot wait to tell the story about how incredible Bleacher Report is.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow.
Good. You can tell it right here on the show.
Yeah, tell it to everybody. You've already begun.
You guys got a 45,000 square foot office in the middle of downtown New York, Manhattan, wherever we are.
Yes. Yeah.
The rent here has to be $2 million,
astronomical.
$3 million a month.
It's something big time.
That's why you're here. We got to pay the rent.
Yeah. Got three makeup people.
Yeah.
Woody did a great job. 45 camera operators. Bleacher Report is crushing.
It crushing.
Yes. Good for you guys.
Thank
All
you.
All right. Ready?
The McVay video was dope.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
I love that. I was a big fan of that operation.
It was good.
Little well,
McVay's
man.
A fucking
rain
G.
You didn't see our informant video last week?
Missed it. I'll see it, though.
It's cute, though. Are we starting or
not? I'm going to start again.
All right.
All right. Three, two. So we took our first L. Kittle and Trent Taylor.
Jeez. Well,
forgot
because you decided to go like diva wide receiver at the end and build your own spaghetti. You didn't listen. No teamwork.
He has no idea what we're talking about.
Well, it's all right.
I want him to be our third best football player.
I think it was very cute. You guys both wear Jordans together. It's really cool.
Amen.
Oh, cheers.
Jordan kiss.
I'm wearing the greatest basketball player of all time, LeBron James. Thank you.
Laker.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're I am a big also Laker on that boat. Hey, by the way, I am also on that boat.
You like that?
You're Team LeBron over Team Jordan.
Yeah, I am.
Ooh, let's get into basketball.
Whenever he's done.
Yeah, whenever
I think
he's
whenever
done.
He's done, when it's all said and done, comparing Jordan when you only see his highlights, that's all you see nowadays, to a current baseball or basketball player, it's hard to judge.
But you're exactly right.
When he's done, old Los Angeles, La La Land LeBron will be the greatest.
Well, let's talk about another GOAT. Mm-hmm. One that set the new record this weekend, Adam Vinatieri.
The best.
Most field goals made of all time, which is a like Morton Anderson, Gary Anderson. I never thought those guys could ever be caught. Like, I thought they were cyborgs. You held for this guy, but like, everything I see about you, Pat, is you have a great time, you can party, you can hold it down. And everything I see of Vinatieri is like, you know, he's very buttoned up.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine you guys getting
Seriously,
along at first.
I can't imagine it either, actually.
We were a very yin and yang situation.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I was the 9-6. He was a man who had no idea what to expect with me. First of all, when Bill Polian drafted me, I lied right to Bill Polian's face. He said, have you ever held before? I said, absolutely. I kicked and punted in college. I said, absolutely, Bill. I held all the time in practice. I knew that was going to happen. They draft me as a punter to hold for the greatest kicker of all time.
Yeah.
Vinatieri calls me to congratulate me. He knew that I kicked in college, so he said, have you ever held before? And I said, absolutely not. I lied right to Polian's face. I am so sorry. So he flew me to Ken Walter, who was his holder in New England, in North Carolina for like a weekend, for like a holding, like, boot camp, basically.
Wow. Laces out.
Oh, it's a whole operation, because if you're off by that much, if Vinatieri misses a kick,
right,
and I'm the rookie idiot punter, it's 100% my fault.
Right. Yeah, no Vinatieri's. One's playing without him.
Yeah, so we had a rough start, but we became very close friends. I was there to keep it light. He was very serious. We would joke around. I called him. He was old, obviously. I was young. We just kind of kept it moving, and he's one of my best friends. I'm very proud of him.
That's awesome.
What were any tricks of the trade as holding, how he liked it? They do a certain tilt, certain side of the ball he liked? Are you allowed to give anything up there? I'll
tell you what, that's a high football IQ question.
I would not have gotten that.
Yeah, it's just a little lean away from forward. That's all it is. But the big thing is getting the ball on the ground quickly. So you see the issue, like Philip Rivers held a couple weeks ago,
right,
in the first half, and he was slow is the whole thing. The reason why punters hold now for kickers is because the practice is all about making it quick, get down fast. Right. And Vinatieri used to come to my dorm room in training camp and just throw me like thousands of balls, like just so I would be quick, because he had a lot of records to go get, and I was the only person that was technically in his way.
Yeah.
And you just got to be quick.
Yeah, you're not helping, you're just not hurting.
Yeah, don't mess this up.
You could say the F word.
Yeah, you could say the F word.
You were going to.
We're a bleacher.
We are
cool.
Highly encouraging.
This
fuck.
Place is way too nice to say the fuck word.
Right.
But I was very uncomfortable. I mean, anytime you see this many lights in this incredible set, you normally can't do that.
Yeah.
But yes, as a holder for Adam Vinatieri, you're only there to fuck it up. You are not there to do anything else.
Was there ever a time, I feel like you're kind of a prankster, did you ever get Adam Vinatieri with anything?
No.
You never tried.
He's not going to mess with Vinatieri.
No. Vinatieri has a lot more money and a lot more time than you have.
Exactly.
No reason to ever do anything to a guy.
Did he ever surprise you in being a little bit more fun than you even expected?
So he was old and married whenever I got there. I was young and single. So he kind of lived through me there for a couple of years. So in the training room, because whenever you get to that age of kicking is nowhere near the amount of physical strain it is to play quarterback or any other position, but it's an explosive exercise.
Sure.
So to hit a ball, you got to be very explosive. So his warm-up routine is like 45 minutes in the training room. We learned a lot about each other in there. I would just sit next to him, basically trying to be friends so this guy doesn't hate me. And he was living through me for a while. So it was we had a good time. He shared some stories about back in his day whenever he was wearing leather pants on Letterman and winning Super Bowls and the whole thing. And then it just, he's a great human being.
I can feel the respect you have for him.
I held his balls for a long time. I mean, it's 7 years of ball holding for the guy, and he was just so damn good. He was
kickers and punters always have like that like relationship where I was on some teams where the kickers and punters could leave the field after the special teams practices were over. Like Grammatica used to go inside, and I'd come in there after practice, and they were like playing cards.
Grammatica is the reason.
Him and Tupa.
For the stigma.
Is that? I don't think he's.
We're going to put it all on Grammatica.
I am, because
let him do it.
That jump. The
and then
jump,
he hurt himself. He after
I didn't play with that Grammatica. I played with Martin Grammatica.
No,
that
Bill
was his
Grammatica.
Brother. Right.
See, I wouldn't have known. The same
so
person.
So you're telling me the clip of the Arizona Cardinals, Bill Grammatica, jumping up, fist pumping, landing, hurting
his
leg.
ACL, right.
That's the main reason why football fans don't respect.
No, it's not good for the brand. I mean, that just is not good for the brand of kickers and punters there. You know
you're
what
right.
I mean? But Vinatieri is a workhorse. That's why he's so good. So I got into the NFL under his leadership, basically, and there was no. So we didn't go golf while other people were practicing. I've heard these stories.
Yes, right.
I've heard all these stories from everybody, and we never did that.
Gambling. I'm just shocked.
I'm a big gambler.
Not into that. He's like looks like he wants to sit by himself and play Scrabble, and you want to do like roll dice for money. That's what I think. That's how I envision that.
You're pretty accurate. But you are pretty accurate assessment, but I got a hot hand too, by the way.
You got a hot
let the kid get hot. Things are really
don't get you on a heater.
Don't let me blow on your dice. I'm on the mush right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Lefko locks are
I turned it around this week.
Lefko shitbirds.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I had two straight weeks ago on 0-4.
It's early. You'll be all right.
Don't hit me.
Yeah, but it's not your fault.
Thank you.
You were probably betting on the right side. The teams messed it up.
It's always their fault.
Yep.
Probably a kicker.
Kicker
Let's
lost me
there.
A lot of money. The Vikings, Packers.
My gosh.
Yeah, Carlson. Lost me a lot of money. Yeah, it was very nice of him.
So there has been an issue, it seems like, for the last few years where, I don't know. It's just not guaranteed anymore. And I don't know who to blame.
This year,
okay,
it seems to be worse than
worse
ever.
Worse than ever.
Yeah. Ever.
Yes.
And I don't know why. Because you got the old heads who are still there. Janikowski's still knocking home game winners. He had a miss the other night. That was kind of weird.
He did. You're right.
He missed two Sunday.
Yeah, Dawson missed one too. The old heads.
Yes.
It's just, I don't know what it is.
Is it the extra point thing, though? You think that just like not being able to see like the free throw go through the hoop, like getting that easy short extra point, did that help the kicker's confidence?
I think for the young guys, it's a whole different ball game, you know, because you go out in high school or in college, you kick off, a guy fair catches, they get the ball to 25. Like, the kicking in college is a joke. There's never any punt returns. The field goal, it's just, it's a harder hash marks, but it's a joke. You get to the NFL, you got millions of dollars on the line. Millions of dollars.
Right.
And kicking is just like golf. It's in between your ears, basically. So when you think about it, the added pressure, the billions of dollars, the millions of dollars for your family, that really can go into it. And the 33-yard extra point is no longer just a layup anymore. It is something you have to actually focus on, especially if there's a little bit of wind. So I think that could be something to it. But honestly, I think it's just guys getting in their own head more. Honestly think that's...
Are you rooting for every kick to go in?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, pressure, I always say...
Not when I was playing.
Not when you were playing. But, like, pressure, I feel like the field goal kickers are, even though I bag on you guys sometimes, or kickers and punters to a degree, right?
You should take them.
I don't really necessarily mean punters, more field goal kickers.
Thank you. But the punters are much more athletic.
Yes, much more athletic.
Much more,
Can be physical specimens, seriously, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
Johnny Hecker.
But I also say with kickers, too, like... They are actually the only people I always see on the field that have true pressure. Football's a reactionary sport. So Tom Brady could get the snap on 3rd and 8, and yeah, he goes, oh, this is a big down. But when the ball gets snapped, he's not still going, oh, this is a big down. He's going, oh, I have to get out of the way of this pass rusher, or I have to read the coverage, and then the pressure is gone out of that, right?
Yeah.
Where the kicker and even the holder, like I would find that it's being like, oh, crap, I hope I catch this and put it down good. Yeah. And
I've shit my pants a couple times. So I grew up playing soccer.
Chocolate stains.
I grew up playing
Colts
soccer. Yeah, the Colts pants are terrible. We were all white, too, and I was a little chubby. So I looked like a Michelin man on a damn TV. It was bad. But I grew up playing soccer. Okay, if you're having a bad soccer day, you can put in more effort, right? So you can, like, put in more effort. You can try harder on the defensive side of the ball. You can go a little harder. When it comes to kicking and punting, if you're having a bad day, you can't out-effort anything. The whole world sees it. There's no anything like that. And there's a lot of thought, too, right? So you're sitting on the sideline.
Right? You're sitting there going, oh, gosh, this is a big moment.
It's a whole different animal. Right. And whenever people say, well, kickers and punters aren't football players, I think to an extent it's pretty true, to be honest, because your mindset is just so much different.
Like you.
My mindset is so much different than a football player's. It's, I hope I don't mess up. I hope I set up my defense here. Right. I hope we have a good time. But there's a lot of just sitting there and cooking on it. Like, man, I hope I don't do this. I hope I don't do this. I hope I don't do this. And it's just like a golfer. You know, it's just you can get the yips. Right. It's kind of what happened there to Chris Boswell from the Steelers. He just made 20 mil and then he got the yips a little bit. And you can kind of get in your own head and you're off and running. It's very different than an effort position.
Yeah, right.
So then we should look at the guys then like Dixon for Seattle or Justin Tucker for Baltimore as a kicker. We should really marvel at them then that they're never in their own heads, it seems like.
Well, Dixon had an 11-yarder on Monday Night Football or something like that because it was a bad snap. I think he's going to be legit.
Legit.
But if you look at guys like boring-ass Thomas Morstead, right? He's down in New Orleans Saints. Boring dude. He was my roommate at a kicking punting camp. I think he's like an engineer of some sort. Real tall. He likes to drink, but he's a boring nerd.
What a boring nerd.
Is that what you are?
No, kind of, yeah. At times.
Kind of get that.
You can't get that value?
Yeah, kind of. But quarterbacks have to be.
Okay.
You guys have to be.
Well, a little bit, yeah. I mean, once I'm post, I'm not as boring anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've delivered a few big hits.
But I do.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I just kind of run with my eyes.
Who'd you lay out, though?
Huh?
You laid out a guy once.
Trenton Holiday. He does not deserve what he has had to live through, by the way, for the last 5 years.
That clip just going over.
Every time it comes up, anytime a kicker makes a tackle, that hits the internet. And I just think about, for me, it's always complimentary to me, but... there's another side of that whole thing. You know what I mean? And that's Trent Holiday. He doesn't deserve what he's getting every single
day. Bill Buckner of the internet.
That's a shame.
He kind of deserves it, actually.
He worked out.
He was like 5'8 and can fly, right?
Yeah, Olympic speed. People forget. Fastest guy in the league there for a while.
And you wrecked him.
Yeah, I did. It was just, I sprinted full speed. If there was a chance I miss him there, by the way.
Yes.
It's not like I read it. That was just running. That's a blind squirrel finding a nut and just so happened to hit him right there. But yeah, I hit a couple people.
I dig it. I dig it a lot.
But I'm like 240 pounds. I mean, I'm 6'1", 240, so I'm a pretty large dude. So
yeah.
I normally had the size advantage. And also, Trinidad Holiday is ruining a drive start, which is what I make a lot of money off of. And he's ruining my stats there. So that's like whenever a punt returner would come back, I was not happy because I was A, screwing our defense, and B, watching a lot of money fly out of my bank account.
Because it's ruining the average and the net and all that.
The net, yeah, which is the only thing that matters.
Tucker,
though, is an animal. You said that earlier.
God, is he unbelievable.
He's so good.
He's the only guy that kicks in Pittsburgh, and it still goes straight and true every time.
Well, Boswell
Texas guys guy. Usually are animals. They're usually, it's pretty status quo.
Tucker won the first ever Brandy, which I gave out last week, by the way, for the brand, the Brandy. Justin Tucker, good friend of mine.
Really, it's unreal. It's just dead straight every time.
And it's far.
Yes.
And if he plays for another 15 years, we'll talk about him being the greatest of all time.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, he's got to match Vinatieri.
Yeah, yeah. And he would say that, too.
Talk about nerds. Andrew Luck.
Oh, my God.
Another guy that I feel like you and him are diametrically opposite humans. Yeah, yeah. Can you tell me how nerdy he is through a story?
It's just context clues at all time trying to figure out what the hell he's saying. You know what I mean? Like when you're talking to him, you're trying to figure out the words that he's using in the conversation by like kind of checking with the rest of the conversation to see what he could possibly mean. He's so much smarter than me. I would assume a lot of people, but me in particular.
Yeah.
We are just two completely different animals. Very nice man. I mean, I posted a picture of him damn near naked in the background, which I got fined a large amount for, but he was completely cool with it. GM, not so much. Luck was very cool with it. He's a nice guy, but he and I there's nothing in common.
So I'll be you. What's it like to hear from Andrew Luck? Like, what kind of language is he using?
I mean, how the hell am I supposed to do that when I just told you I don't know the words? I mean, it's like SAT words, though. Like, you know, like whenever back, I don't know how young
that's
the audience is. But when it's like SAT words,
yes.
Where you have to, he's just using things in the common, his just stream of consciousness that
yes.
is way over my head.
Does he ever cut loose?
I think he has some craft beers every once in a while. I think Ooh. He's a craft beer guy, which people have, IPAs and craft beers, people have assimilated to serial killers. Hmm. They've said that is kind of a serial killer thing.
Interesting. But Andrew Luck.
Possible.
Looks like such a craft beer guy, though.
This is a really hoppy IPA.
Frothy, this one.
Yeah, it makes me vomit. I like the chuggable beers.
Let's what about Jim Irsay, though? That's right.
The man.
The man. Yeah. Have you...
Hey, Quinn, what's
all right,
up,
so this
man?
Is the first thing I want to know, okay? I've been, of course, in the Indianapolis stadium there.
Yeah.
The owner's box with the Indianapolis Colts has a special glass-in case.
It's because he's burning cigs,
so
bro.
He can smoke cigs in the stadium and watch the game.
And it's probably the only one.
I don't know how it's legal, but I guess when you own the team, you can do whatever you want.
So he just built a glass box to smoke cigarettes in?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And then he'll poke his head out every once in a while whenever there's a special guest. They'll give the wave to the Jumbotron. Place will go crazy, back into the glass. It is
awesome. How many things do you think he smokes at a game?
I'm not sure. I honestly have no idea how many heaters he can burn
through.
There's
like a filtration system in the glass box.
It's also very stressed, too. He's an owner that does live and die with the team. I've heard stories of whenever I shank a punt that there's like a God damn it McAfee chant in the glass tank.
Right.
So he is a guy that lives and dies with his team.
That's awesome.
Whenever I retired, I had a great conversation with that man, though. I have a lot of respect and appreciation for Jim Irsay.
Sounds like it was a hell of a conversation.
Well, he took me on a trip, you know. He was like, when you become a boss, are you going to be able to make the big decisions? It's like today I was asked, do I want to get a yacht in the Caribbean or do I want to run a 757 and live like a chic? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. Decisions are tough. And do you think people are going to be positive or do you think people are going to be negative? I'm like, I'm not sure. Probably a little bit of both. You know, they say the people that are positive, they see the glass is half full. And the people that are negative, they see the glass is half empty. I've always said, get a smaller glass. The son of a bitch just fooled his job. Yeah, it was 90 minutes of just magic with the guy. Talking about the
Beatles.
Here
you were going in and say, I'm going to retire.
Mm-hmm. And I don't enjoy coming to work anymore is basically what I told him.
Damn.
And he was just...
And he gave you just 90 minutes of beautiful words.
Beautiful. And then he follows it up with... He sends me emails about the modern day of entertainment and stuff like that. Yeah, like he like really...
You're still talking to him?
Yeah, I'll get an email like once a month from Jim Irsay or his assistant forwarding me something.
When you said trip, I was thinking different trip. So
yeah,
I was like,
too.
Damn, what would you...
I don't know if he does any of that anymore. I think it's just the cigs.
Just the cigs.
This place is nice, man.
If you could go anywhere with Jim Irsay and do anything, what would you do?
I would want to rent a 757 and live like a sheik with him. Just him, me and him on one big-ass plane flying anywhere. Could be anywhere. He likes the golf. So maybe fly to some nice golf course. I'm not a big golfer, but it seems like that would make him more comfortable. He's just a wealth of knowledge. He's written songs with John Mellencamp. We got about 100 in the can, he told me. So, wow. I mean, the guy has lived, absolutely lived.
This is completely unrelated. He played Jenga for the first time, like, a month or two ago.
Blocks.
When we were with Melvin Ingram and Melvin Gordon. Remember the clip I showed you of the guy punching the Jenga out and it collapsed?
Yes, right. That was his dad.
Yeah.
Block dad.
That was amazing.
That was
old, old Tim McAfee.
He's got quick hands.
He's good.
Yes. That was like, was that Christmas Day?
Easter.
Easter. Yeah.
When the dude came back.
Right, when the dude came back.
Yeah,
right.
We were celebrating that. When the guy came back, we had a little family celebration, and that was his first time playing. That was his first time playing.
Are you kidding me?
My dad likes wood, though. Let's not get crazy. He sells wood finish now. Right. He kind of got the hands for it, you know? But he's just a legendary human. Block dad is what people started calling him on the internet. Carson Daly called him that. So I started calling him that, not to a great response, but Block Dad still getting the job
done. I like
done.
That. I like that. Say hi to Block Dad for me.
Yeah, I will. I'll let you know. I'm sure he says hello, by the way. Probably a big fan of this operation you guys got. I know. Good wood in the back. He likes good wood. He likes good wood.
Pat, you're the man, dude. We appreciate you.
No, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I don't know when this comes out.
We'll let you know.
October 7th, pre-order.
Yes.
Yeah.
PatMcAfeeShow.com.
Okay, cool.